AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Donald Trump's back in court today as a third panel of potential jurors are being questioned to determine if they'll be chosen for Trump's hush money trial. Entering the courthouse today in New York City.
They've taken away my constitutional rights to speak, and that includes speaking to you. I have a lot to say to you, and I'm not allowed to say it. And I'm the only one. Everyone else can say whatever they want about me. They can say anything they want. They can continue to make up lies.
12 jurors have been seated. Now the selection is to find alternates for this high-profile case. It appears Israel has fired a retaliatory strike at Iran, but no one is yet saying for certain. The AP's John Gambrell reports a major Iranian airbase may have been the target.
Iran has fired air defense systems in the central part of the country in what appears to be some kind of Israeli response to that earlier attack by Tehran. As of this morning, Iran stopped flights, air defense systems were going off, people heard the sound of explosions near Isfahan, that's home to a major airbase, also home to a major nuclear facility.
Israel had said it would avenge last weekend's missile attack by Iran, which was mostly deflected by Israeli and allied defense systems. The U.S. oil industry's top lobbying group says new rules from the Biden administration restricting oil and gas leasing in millions of acres of sensitive Alaska wilderness are misguided. The American Petroleum Institute says restrictions will hinder efforts to bolster America's energy security. An Associated Press investigation finds complaints about pregnant women being turned away from emergency rooms have spiked in the months after states began enacting strict abortion laws. Advocates say this raises new questions about the state of care for women who are pregnant. Stocks are trading mixed this midday. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks drifted on Friday as Wall Street's latest losing week heads for a relatively quiet close. The S&P 500 rose 0.1%. It remains on track for its third straight losing week. That would be its longest such streak since September. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4%, and the Nasdaq fell 0.3%. Oil prices are edging lower after erasing earlier leaps caused by worries about conflict in the Middle East. Treasury yields held relatively steady. Netflix sank after it said it will stop providing quarterly updates on subscriber totals. Damian Troisi, New York.
Reality stars Todd and Julie Chrisley have appealed aspects of their convictions on federal charges of bank fraud and tax evasion. The case is set for arguments before the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.